Now I want you to take a few deep, even breaths before we begin. Uncross your ankles and unfold your arms and get used to the feeling of the mattress beneath you. You are going to begin to relax. Take a deep breath through your mouth and let it out very slowly. All outside sounds will disappear as you listen only to my voice and the words I am saying. Feel the coolness of the air around you and concentrate only on my voice and the words I am saying. Good. A nice relaxing feeling is moving into your feet as you slowly begin to relax. Your feet feel nice and warm, and you can feel them sinking slowly into the mattress. This relaxing feeling is moving into your calves, and they are feeling nice and warm, and you can feel the muscles in your calves going very limp and very loose. Good. Feel this warm, relaxing feeling moving into your knees and into your thighs. Take another deep breath through your mouth and exhale very slowly. Your knees and your thighs are feeling very relaxed, and you can feel the warmth spread from the soles of your feet to the tops of your thighs. They feel nice and warm and very relaxed. Even your bones are relaxing as you feel your legs sinking deeper and deeper into the mattress. Good. Feel this warmth move up into your body and into your abdomen. You are feeling very relaxed and very secure, and you are listening only to my voice and to the words that I am saying. This relaxing feeling is moving into your chest and around to your back, and you can feel your body sinking deeper and deeper into the mattress as you become deeper and deeper relaxed with every breath you take. This warm, relaxing feeling is moving into your shoulders and down your arms as you feel deeper relaxed with every breath you take. All tension disappears, and even your bones feel relaxed as all outside sounds disappear. You could open your eyes if you wanted to, but unless you need to, it would just be too much work. It would just take too much effort to open your eyes, and you are drifting pleasantly into relaxation. Pleasantly into relaxation. You could rouse yourself immediately if you needed to, but unless you really need to, you will drift deeper and deeper into relaxation. Good. Feel this warm, relaxing feeling move into your wrists and into your fingers. You can feel your hands sinking deeper and deeper into the mattress as you become deeper and deeper relaxed with every breath you take. Now this relaxing feeling is moving into your neck and into your head, and you can feel the coolness of the air around you as you become deeper and deeper relaxed with every breath you take. Good. Now I'm going to count backwards to zero, and I want you to imagine you are stepping onto an escalator. When I say zero, you will step off the escalator, and you will listen only to my voice and the words I am saying. 5. You are stepping onto the escalator. You are feeling very relaxed, and you can feel yourself moving slowly down the escalator as you become deeper and deeper relaxed. 4. You are feeling very relaxed, and you can feel yourself moving slowly down the escalator as you become deeper relaxed with every breath you take. 3. You are feeling very relaxed, and you can feel yourself moving slowly down the escalator and becoming deeper and deeper relaxed. 2. You are feeling very relaxed, and you can feel yourself moving slowly down the escalator as you become deeper and deeper relaxed. You are paying attention only to my voice and to the words I am saying. 1. You are feeling very relaxed, and you can feel yourself moving slowly down the escalator as you become deeper and deeper relaxed. 0. You are stepping off the escalator and listening only to my voice and the words I am saying. The next time you are hypnotized, you will relax 10 times faster and go 10 times deeper than you are right now. Now imagine for a moment what your life would have been like if you had kept your eyelids shut for your entire lifetime. Your eyes would have worked perfectly, and yet your sense of vision would have gone to waste. It is just the same as not using your third eye to enjoy your sixth sense, your mystical vision, and your psychic perception. Once you activate your psychic perception, you will start to be free from habitual actions and reactions. As your third eye opens, you will recognize that nothing more than a movie or a show has been playing out before you in what you considered real life. And just like when you're at the theater, you may be interested to some degree with seeing how the plot turns out, but knowing that it is all just a story, you won't take it any more seriously than a movie or a show. In your expanded awareness, it's easy to become the observer, to become the watcher behind the third eye, to become the silent witness to the movie or show that is playing out in your life and in the lives of those around you. Whenever you enter into this witness state, your consciousness begins to expand and you feel at one with the universe and at one with the world around you. New worlds will open to your mundane consciousness, and this will create greater opportunities for personal expansion and creativity. You will begin to see deeper meanings in ordinary day-to-day situations. You will begin to intuit more significance in the circumstances and events you see around you. You will begin to notice another dimension to the people you come in contact with, even the people you have known for years. You will begin to listen with new ears to catch divine messages that come from all around you. You have noticed these messages in the past, but as your psychic perception increases, you will notice them more and more. As a result of your increasing awareness, you will receive inner guidance more clearly than ever before. As a result of your increasing awareness, you will begin receiving more and more psychic impressions as you are ready to integrate them. As your body continues to relax, your mind and thoughts are now on a journey into higher awareness. You know that this is a loving universe, and that we all have our own special angels, guides, and teachers. You might call these your guardian angels. You might call them your spirit guides. You might call them your inner teachers or your own higher self. No matter what you call them, these invisible helpers are here to assist you in any way you ask them to help. These angels, guides, and teachers enjoy helping you achieve what you want to achieve if you would only ask for their guidance and listen carefully enough to hear them. The more we are open to their help, the more help they are able to give us. We must be open to their help and guidance, and we must be ready for it, and we must know when to ask for help, knowing they are always there waiting for us. Your guide or helper may be someone you knew in another lifetime, or maybe someone you knew in this lifetime, who has passed over into another dimension. You may have several guides or teachers, each fulfilling a particular need, or maybe you just have one. We all have different helpers and teachers, and we have different needs for them to fill. Maybe it is unimportant for you to know who your invisible helpers are, and just knowing you are loved and guided and protected is enough for you. As your awareness and psychic perception expands, you may no longer care to know the names of your teachers and guides, as you will have moved past the point where names and identities are important. But whoever your guides are, and however many teachers you may have, you must realize they are here to help you and to guide you and to protect you from harm. Your invisible helpers will always cooperate with you, and they will cooperate with you within the boundaries of your level of comfort. You may ask your guides for help, and they will cooperate with you always, but you are the one in charge of your own destiny. Your destiny is within your power to control, and it is you who will make all final decisions. In your expanded awareness, with your invisible helpers always cooperating, you make better and more informed decisions than you ever did before. You have a feeling of confidence that things will work out in ways that are harmonious and pleasing to you. When you want to contact your angels, guides, and teachers, you will turn your focus quietly inward and have access to all the information that is waiting there for you. Your subconscious is already aware of your invisible helpers, and you may receive this information directly from your subconscious or from your helpers directly, or both, whichever is the best for you. The answer may be a vision. It may be a name. It may be a word, or it may just be a thought that you think comes from your own self. New worlds are beginning to open to my ordinary consciousness. I begin to notice deeper meanings in mundane, day-to-day situations. I begin to intuit more significance in the circumstances and events I see around me. I begin to notice a deeper dimension to everyone I come in contact with, even the people I have known for years. I begin to listen with new ears to catch divine messages that come to me from all corners of the universe. I am able to call upon the help of my angels, guides, and teachers. My invisible helpers are always there for me. I am becoming more and more aware of my inner guidance in all forms. I am becoming more and more aware of my inner guidance in all forms. I have the ability to let my guides and helpers speak and write through me if I desire to do so. I feel comforted and protected, knowing my angels and guides are helping me. I am in total control of myself, even when my guides are influencing me. I am always the one who makes the decisions. I am always acting within my own belief system. I am increasingly aware of my angels, guides, and teachers and their purpose in my everyday life. Their purpose in my everyday life is becoming clear to me now. My purpose in this life is becoming more clear to me every day. My guides are here to assist me in discovering my purpose and my mission in this lifetime. Now I am going to count from 1 to 5, and when I say 5, you will open your eyes and return to waking consciousness. 1. Coming up now. 2. Feeling more awake, more alert. 3. Coming up, becoming aware of the sounds around you. 4. Feeling more alert, more awake, and better than you have in years. 5. You are opening your eyes, wide awake, alert, and refreshed.